What do you get when one of them mates with a woman on earth? You get a hybrid. With the eternal spirit of this damnable being occupying a new fleshly body produced by flesh and blood. I insist you don't have to cut the top of your head off to read the Bible. I mean, if there's anything going to blow your brain with questions, read the Bible a while. Did Jesus have the body he had before he took it? God had decreed in the Old Testament the only person that can redeem you from a lost inheritance is one near of kin. The book of Hebrews has the profound expression, koinonia is the word in the Greek, jointly participating with. You and I share flesh and blood in koinonia. We don't have a choice about it. We are flesh and blood. The amazing grace of God is that a kinsman redeemer was necessary by the law of God to redeem us. It wasn't enough that he had the means of redemption or was even willing to do it. But by God's law, only one kinned to us. By the way, that's the origin of the word kind. Be kind one to another is just a contraction of be kinned one to another. Which is why Jesus could say those that are kin to him are the ones who do the will of the Father. But as all said, blood runs thicker than water. And a kinsman was the only one God would allow to redeem. The lamb slain from the foundation of the world could have the means of perfect life, could have everything necessary to redeem us. He couldn't do it without becoming our kinsman. And the book of Hebrews says, though we share in common koinonia, flesh and blood, he voluntarily took it upon himself that he might be kin with us. And God prepared him a body, is one of the passages. Born of a virgin, Jesus of Nazareth becomes the home of the Christ, the incarnate one. And we have the eternal, pre-existent Christ moving into, John puts it, he struck a tent of human flesh. When he's crucified, it's that body. He didn't have a new body created. That body is raised. And that body is ascended. And in that body he'll come again. And in that body we'll know him. Scripture speaks of disembodied spirits. I happen to believe that every single eternal being, God himself not excluded, and every creature he made has a form as well as the essence of being. But you have a strange thing happen. When angels who had some form, the sons of God, that cohabitated with the daughters of men, a hybrid is born. And a hybrid of a strange kind. A hybrid with an eternal strain of demon nature, already judged, and a body as a result of that illicit cohabitation with the daughters of men. God wipes out their bodies with the flood. What about the spirits? Hmm? Who must have a body. You say, could one of their kids be saved? Hmm? One of those half-breeds from the sons of God and the daughters of men? Could one of them be saved? A half-devil? A half-demon? A half-fallen angel? I'm doomed to hell, but I'll grab one of them earthly women and make myself a son so I can have another chance. It's awful when you think, when you read the Bible. It's easier if you don't think, but God will survive. Where'd all these disembodied spirits come from? Huh? You understand what I'm asking? You don't have to understand the answer. I mean, it's a problem to me. God wipes them all out with the flood. I mean, these guys, I mean, the good guys were living 800-900 years. How many kids did these guys make? Or whatever you call them. They were rulers, men of renown. This is one of the most troublesome passages in the Bible. Who were these sons of God? I've approached it that it means exactly what it says. Sons of God is distinct from daughters of men. Supernatural beings that produced giants that became evil rulers in the earth and brought on the condition of the flood. And when wiped out by the flood, whence went these disembodied spirits of these offspring of fallen angels? You want to know? You better call me. I decided I'm going to teach today. I mean, the government's getting too much attention. Those dumb... I know where some of them went. They're in the FCC. That's where they're at. It's Sunday afternoon, and we have a lot to talk about today. And I think that if Atlantis existed and it sunk beneath the sea, what if the Garden of Eden was there? I have a lot of what-ifs today, but I still want to know, could those kids or those sons of God or whatever you call them, those offspring, could they be saved? Were any of them saved? Did any of them happen to infect the genes and chromosomes of one of the wives of Noah or one of his sons? Are remnant outbreaks of some of those hybrid products still cropping out in the world today? Not your normal Sunday afternoon religious program, I'll tell you that for sure. But of those offspring that became giants and men of renown and fearsome rulers in the earth prior to the flood, wiped out by God, disembodied spirits, where'd they go? Redland says, I've always understood that angels were sexless because there's no mention of female angels. Are there any? Well, I wrote a tongue-in-cheek book once in which I said I discovered the secret of the ages. The devil was a woman. It's obvious. His trouble started when it looked in the mirror. Liked the way it looked, decided to take over and be boss. Dead sinner woman trait. The temptation patterns of Satan go through the whole book. Woman traits. Promise you anything until you make an alliance, and then it leads straight to hell. Montclair, you're talking about things I've wondered about, Doc. I've fixed dinner and I'm sitting with eyes glued to the TV. Well, good for you. Don't go anywhere else. And I'll reread you this one. La Puente says, I know where some of those disembodied spirits are. They're living next door to me. Wilmington says, I don't know about them being saved, but they're probably bureaucrats. Somebody's quoting me what Jesus said to the Sadducees. Read it close. How come these fallen angels have the ability to mate with women? I don't know. I just take it as it comes. Where else they say, where does it say they were fallen angels? It doesn't. It says they were sons of God. Somehow different than the daughters of men. Now, what are you quarreling about? Fallen or angels? If you don't like the word fallen, then call them angels. But if what they did didn't fall them, I don't know what would fell them. Hey, I was kidding about that devil as the woman bit. You all can cool down out there now. It took a woman to produce me, and I ain't no offspring of the devil, in spite of what some of my enemies think. So, you know, where's your sense of humor on Sunday afternoon? The giant David killed, San Diego says. Where'd he come from? Is it possible he was one of these angel offspring? Oh, no, we'll see, won't we? She likes your tie. That softens me up. Doesn't know how to ask this question. Tie didn't help it. Can a fallen spirit enter a man today and marry a woman? Well, I'm telling you, there are a lot of married men and women into whom fallen spirits have entered today. I'll tell you that for sure. That's half answer. I'll get the rest of it. Doc, my husband and I were married in what is a real candidate for the harlot church of the book of Revelation. Can you, or do you feel we should have you remarry us and start off the right way? Let Dad do it. Yeah, I think he ought to remarry you. Sure you do. Dad will remarry him. Won't you remarry people, Dad? Won't you remarry people? Maybe you didn't hear all that, Dad. I'm not wanting you to remarry one of those fallen angels married to somebody. It's somebody that was married in a church before they got their eyes opened, and they'd like you to do it or me to do it. Right. I remarried everybody one New Year's Eve. Yeah, you can do that. Took care of that one. I'm not a king's house, but I have a question. Well, you don't have to be a king's house to have a question. If the sons of God could mate with the daughters of men, could they do it today? Good question. Where in the Bible does it say that fallen angels? I just told you, it doesn't say sons of God. How do you come to that conclusion? What they did? I mean, if they're not fallen angels doing that, my Lord, we're going to have to watch them all through eternity, aren't we? Dallas, Texas, new watcher on cable, has been watching him for 3 hours. That's the way it happens to you. Ask what we believe about salvation. We believe it's by faith through Christ's death on the cross. Boy's faith said, yes. Keep watching, Pastor. I'll answer all your questions. Just stick around a while. Young lady watches frequently, would like to come to Sunday morning service. It's okay with us. About bodies. God always seemed to have a spare one or two when he wanted to appear to people like Abraham and Gideon, so it's no problem to him. Well, how do you know he used spare parts? How do you know it wasn't the same one? Do you have a copy of The Best Defense by Alan Hershowitz? Nope, I don't. I'd like to have it. Oklahoma City. Well, you know about that. Said he liked the teaching, wanted to see more of it. He was watching the festival. In Pampa, Texas. Hey, you have relatives there. You can call them tomorrow. Said the program was interesting. Wanted to know if it was a live program. Said picture and sound was good and he'd keep on watching. He was watching the festival. You know, it's nice. Kind of a, it's almost better than knowing where we're going. Just let them surprise us like this. Bulletin, New King's House tonight says, you've been an answer to my prayers. I watch you day and night, but you interfere with my homework. Doc, can you comment on the dating of the birth of Christ? I've just recently heard there's new evidence he was born in 2 B.C. Check out the evidence for 4 B.C. Here's a supporter. I thought incarnation was a heathen custom. I think you're thinking of reincarnation. Incarnation is the basic truth of Christianity. God was in Christ. Incarnate in the flesh. Reincarnation is the idea that we keep coming back in additional lives. That is a heathen custom. And there are lots of people that have mixed feelings on it. But the immortality of the soul and the biblical New Testament view, the Pauline view, absent from the body is present with Christ, rules it out. But incarnation is the heart and soul of Christianity. Does the little horn you preached about this morning uproot three horns in the Seleucid portion of the old Grecian Empire or three of the ten kings? Three of the ten kings of the old Roman Empire, reconstituted. Long Beach says, I'm broke, but maybe I could get a job washing Doc's shirt. Hey. Is it that bad? I just put this one on this morning. I don't understand. Los Angeles said how sons of God produced with daughters of men. If God said everything after his own kind. Disobedient, weren't they? Stockton wants to know the same thing. Which three horns were uprooted in the old reconstituted Roman Empire? New King's House tonight, Huntington Beach. Says, tonight did it. When you started to question how this or that happened and try to explain it, that made me become a King's House. I thought I'd been doing that for months. San Bernardino says the flood didn't necessarily have to destroy the pyramid, for the dove brought back an olive branch or an olive leaf. If the dove could do that, meaning the olive tree wasn't destroyed, why couldn't the pyramid survive? Not bad. Tough tree. Not bad. San Francisco says, is it possible to have a dual membership? I'm a member of a church. Can I be a king's house and a member of another church? Can't do anything but help you. Yeah, I'm all for that. A lot of people are confused about that. You think you've got to stop being a member of whatever church you're a member of to be a king's house. Not so. Redland said, are we to assume all demons are male? How come some of these women's livers don't complain about being left out of that category? I think you ought to write a letter to Ms. Magazine. Ask them why that they've not said anything yet about being left out of the demon category. Or why they're not arguing that the devil's a woman. Here from Westwood. She's from Finland. Sometimes she doesn't understand your humor. That's not because you're from Finland. There are a lot of people from other places that don't understand it either. Especially when you get after the women. Well, that's easy to explain. Women are tougher than men. You can take it. Anybody knows that. Telling you, if a man had to bear a child, he'd commit suicide. Anybody knows women tougher than men. That's why I get on to you. But she loves you and thinks you're great. Okay. Los Angeles, $100 for June. Do you perform marriages? Nope. And if so, do you counsel with a couple? Nope. If so, who does the marrying? Dad, usually. And counsels. If you need counseling, you shouldn't get married. Just wait a while. You did. I know that sounds funny, but I'm dead serious. Nobody counseled my mom and dad. And they rode them around a shivery on the hood of a car. And they've been together 53 years and produced me. That's proof positive. Who needs counseling? I'm serious. All this counseling business. I want everybody that is still married today because somebody counseled you before you walked up the altar the first time to stand up and say, I'm the exception. I'm not big on counseling. And I repeat, if you need counseling about it, just stay unmarried a while. If you really got it for each other, it'll last. Just wait a while. Listen to me. Boy, did I stir the women up. Long Beach says, tell Dr. Scott what he said about women could also apply to males. Besides, the Bible always speaks of the devil as he. Okay. San Dimas says it must be nice to have a show where no woman can respond. You just did. I woke you up, didn't I? I mean, you got to be a double idiot. I mean, not just an ordinary idiot, a double idiot. Whatever that is, like minus 130 IQ. If you don't know, I'm poking fun at women. This ministry sure couldn't survive without them, I'll tell you that. And if half the men I know were half as much a man as some of the women I know, we'd make it. I mean, the women are ready to march down tar and feather the FCC. In fact, it seems to me like the only time I really scared the Attorney General is when the Esther Band was going to call on him. I mean, that's when he got real nervous. Behind the scenes, I mean, they were gearing up for an invasion. I I'm having people call me and say, what about Nephilim? Because some translations use the word Nephilim instead of giants. Okay, I'll tell you. In that fourth verse of Genesis 6, there were giants in the earth in those days. Now, again, I don't want you to lose sight. I don't just get on these things for kicks, though sometimes I enjoy it. I have one purpose in preaching and teaching, and that is to prove up, not in the sense of putting God on trial, but in the joyous illustration that the Word of God will survive and prove itself out against any test that rises up. I still remember my geology professor telling me as he unfolded paleontological strata and the ages of this earth, sort of mocking Genesis. Even then, I knew he didn't know Genesis as well as I had already come to understand paleontology. And I've always been a nut. At one time, I had one of the finest mineral collections. I really got into geology when I was in it. And I've changed majors on enough degrees to find out God's not in any danger from truth. You'll never think up a question that's going to topple him from his throne. God's word will survive. And people have been afraid to get into the book of Revelation because it's difficult, they think. It is if you don't let the rest of the Bible interpret it. And Genesis, if you'll think about it, some of you have heard more about Genesis before I even really got started teaching in it than you've heard your whole Christian experience. I mean, some of you know it's there, some of you didn't. But you never heard anybody really get into that strange chapter of Judah and Tamar and the production of Phares and Zara. Some of you have grown up in a church where they'd skip past this sixth chapter of Genesis like it had the plague. And no, in the King James, it doesn't say there were angels. But when I get done reading some things to you, you can make your choice. Now, I've read in John Calvin's commentaries that he believes that the sons of God were holy men, and that the daughters of men were from the line of Cain, and that they were wicked women. Sounds like a prejudiced guy against women. That's John Calvin. Would like to know what you think about this. Well, he didn't originate that idea. I'll read it to you in a minute when you're done talking. My aunt and uncle were married for over 60 years and they never heard of counselors. That's probably why they've been married 60 years. If you really want to mess your life up, go get a psychologist to help you. And then hire an attorney and you'll really ruin it. I have the Art Scroll Tanakh series, this what I think is one of the finest modern traditional commentary on the books of the Bible by Jewish scholars. It's probably one of the finest. You have to read it backwards, as I've said, because you have the Hebrew on one side and the English on the other side. So you got to get used to reading from right to left. But I decided to turn to there, Genesis 6. Can I go back to that? You all that are talking, you know, I never know. You might be calling from somewhere that's not watching us, but try to keep the voices down, and when the conversation's finished, don't answer anymore. It came to pass when man began to increase upon the ground and daughters were born to them, the way this one reads. The sons of the rulers, B'na Elohim, that's the word. plural name of God, Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. But now Elohim. Translated, the sons of the rulers. Now there are several interpretations of this expression, B'nai Elohim, understatement of the year. People have said, where does it say angels? It doesn't. Our translation, they say, as usual, adheres to Rashi and the majority of commentators who follow Targum. Now, if I were reading out of a Protestant or evangelical Christian commentary, they might comment they rely heavily on the Vulgate, the translations of the Catholic Church that become the basis of their Douay version of the Bible. Likewise, Hebrew scholars rely on early predecessors, Rashi being an outstanding one, Targum another, understand it. We rely on it and understand it as referring to the judges, potentates, and the sons of nobility. Basing on the interpretation of another passage in Exodus, the owner of the house shall come near to the judges, while the daughter of man is interpreted as maidens of lower rank. And they go into a long speech why they believe, following Rashi, that sons of God in this case means aristocratic youths who took as wives the daughters of people who were powerless to resist. Now, I don't know who the aristocrats were. I mean, we've only got Adam and his offspring to get it started good. These marriages were the outgrowth of unrestrained passion and demonstrate man's moral descent to oppression and license, as Rav Shimon bar Yochai interpreted the sons of nobles. Well, they can be wrong too. Let's go to the next one. Being the scholars they are, they give some other explanations. Why then were they called godly beings? Because, like divine beings, they lived a long time without trouble or suffering. You know, if you will pay attention to yourself as you stay with God's Word and walk close to it, what Reinhold Niebuhr calls a quality of the imageness of God in us will begin to work. And your first reactions to biblical explanations will have a ring of truth or a ring of discard to them. Trust your judgment. As I read all these options, if that rings with you, fine, it's all right with me, I don't quarrel. I'm only asking questions. I'm telling you, it has a dull, hollow ring to me. It just doesn't do anything for me. I mean, they're having to work too hard to explain something away instead of just taking it at face value. I mean, if you believe the devil's a force, if you don't really believe in demonology at all, if you got God boxed into his little throne up there, just a bright, shimmering light, and angels all look like Cupid in flowing white robes, a little bit grown up, then you haven't got any room for these kind of creatures. And you have to explain, why then were they called godly beings, B'nai Elohim? Because, like divine beings, they lived a long time without trouble or suffering. How does he know that? They lived such long lives to enable them to understand the astronomical cycles and calculations. It was in order that they become liable for punishment for their own sins accumulated through their long lives that they were allowed to live long lives. Now, if that leaves you saying, what? Forget it then. Just move on to the next one. Trust your judgment. Now, according to many commentators, I'm giving you illustrations of why I don't recommend you read every book I look at. Let me sort of hunt and peck for you. Let me read the discards, but I'm reading it to you now. According to many commentators, sons of God are the God-fearing descendants of Seth. You know, Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. Cain kills Abel, then comes Seth. Cain and Seth. Daughters don't count, I guess, at this stage. Don't go ask me who Cain married. He married his sister. Anybody knows that, just forget it and go on. You know the biological reason for the laws against incest. There's a chance of those damaging recessive genes cropping out. But when you're close to the original creation, the mutations haven't started working yet. I mean, they live 900 years. Some of them, 700, 800. I guess you're 842 years old and you meet your 19-year-old sister you haven't seen for 7 centuries, she might look pretty good to you. Read the Bible the way it reads. I'm glad you got a sense of humor. According to many commentators, the God-fearing descendants of Seth, while the daughters of men... the sons of God are the God-fearing descendants of Seth, while the daughters of men, implying less spiritual people... That isn't what it implies to me. Why are they less spiritual? Daughters of men... less spiritual than sons of God. I guess, okay. The sons of God are the God-fearing descendants of Seth, while the daughters of... Am I boring you? While the daughters of men, implying less spiritual people, are the iniquitous descendants of Cain. That one doesn't ring to me either. Strike two. Then they go on and mess that one up. This interpretation is also expounded by Rambam. These are Jewish scholars. Who explains, quote, "It seems to me that Adam and his wife are called B'nai Elohim because they were God's handiwork. Adam begot Seth in his likeness and in his image. And as such, he, and quite probably his descendants, were also endowed with this godly likeness." Hirsch thus explains that the Sethite line in whom the divine stamp devolved were the B'nai Elohim, sons of God, for they continued to devote themselves to man's spiritual calling. While the daughters of men represented the Cainite development of mankind, who devoted themselves to agriculture and industry, and in whom the godly were entirely eradicated, a contraction of sons of God. He erased God from his nature by plowing, I guess, and farming.
Please go to the next tape.